out of the house of bondage. I want to talk to you about the Lord's amazing ability to deliver us from bondage. In the book of Exodus chapter 13, verse 3, the Bible says, "And Moses said to the people, remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out of this place." Recall that Egypt is a picture of the flesh, or the world system, and that it's by the strength of the hand of the Lord who delivered them out of the house of bondage. If you are currently walking in the flesh, or are experiencing bondage of any type, take hope, because by the strength of the hand of the Lord, He is about to deliver you from the house of bondage. I'm really feeling like there's people that are bound up, they're tied up, and they need to be set free by the powerful hand of the Lord. Can I just pray for you right now? All you need to do is receive. Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would release your kingdom, that you would release your glory upon all your people. Lord, we declare by the strength of your hand, you will deliver us and are delivering us from the house of bondage. Lord, your word says in the book of John chapter 20, verse 23, if we forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. So in the name of Jesus Christ, friends, your sins are forgiven. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon your people right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says in the book of Matthew chapter 16, in the name of Jesus Christ, get behind us, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, the gates of hell will not prevail against us. In the book of Jude, verse 9, Michael rebuked Satan by saying, the Lord rebuke you. So in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord rebuke you. You have no authority over us. The book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18, says that Jesus Christ has all authority. And we declare this over our lives right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are asking you to break any chains of bondage that we may be experiencing right now. Lord, remove any yoke that might be upon our shoulders. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver your people. Heal your people. Set the captives free, Lord. That's why Jesus came. The book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18 declares that. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Remove any and all oppression from us, Lord. Take us out of the house of bondage by the strength of your hand. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Now very quickly, to keep yourself out of the house of bondage, to keep yourself free from giving the enemy satanic strongholds and from satanic oppression, take note. Number one, you must forgive others. Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 6, verse 37, forgive and you will be forgiven. In order for your sins to be forgiven, you must forgive others. If you do not, your own sins will be piling upon your head. Where there's sin, it gives an open door to the enemy to come in and oppress and bind you up. You must forgive others. Number two, confess your sins on a daily and very regular basis. John writes in the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says that we need to confess our sins. If you know you've done something wrong, go before the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Upon doing so and getting yourself washed and covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, those doors to satanic oppression will be closed, thus keeping you out of the house of bondage. And finally, number three, pray and sing to the Lord. Let's look at Acts chapter 16 together, please. Verses 25 through 26 say, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Note this, and immediately, catch this, all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. When did their chains fall off? When they were praying and singing to the Lord. They were worshiping the Lord. When we spend time in worship, the enemy must flee from us, and we will be set free. Just in your own language, whether your earthly language or your spiritual language, begin to lift up praise and worship to the Lord. Give him sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. So, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. We pray blessings upon your people. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.